Well, let's do a weekend audio depot.
Yeah, we haven't done an audio depot in a while.
Audio depot.
And again, I know how to party, believe me.
Oh, I know.
So not only did I watch Rangers M's yesterday, I followed that up with Sunday Night Baseball, which I must say, Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN was a staple of our youth, childhood in some cases, and now it's gone. But now we have NBC, or Peacock, has the Sunday night game. And I think they've done a fantastic job of not only giving you one of the better matchups of the weekend, but also giving you a great booth. And I don't know how much Jason Benetti you've watched over the years. I know he's done a lot of...
I've seen more football.
College football. But
he's very strong.
He is now the Tigers' lead play-by-play guy. He was with the White Sox for a long time. He was phenomenal at that. And so good that he is now the main national guy for NBC. And one of the criticisms you get, especially when the postseason rolls around, is fan bases get mad because these national analysts don't know enough about the team. Everybody still hates John Smoltz for the things he said or didn't say about the Rangers in 2023. Well, I think NBC does a genius job here of getting an analyst from each team to do the game with Benetti. So last night, you had Joe Girardi with the Yankees, and you had John Kruk with the Philadelphia Phillies. And as a bonus last night, and I believe this was his debut, you had the great Joey Votto, the former Reds first baseman.
Greatness.
Big social media guy. Mm-hmm. Well, he is a terrific analyst. They had him down in the dugout, and I thought what he brought to the table was really, really good. So just from the broadcast side of this, I was able to sit through most of nine innings of Phillies-Yankees, even though it was an 11-4 ball game. Chris Sanchez was great. He won his 13th game. Mm-hmm. That was fun to watch. Anyway, John Kruk is such great unintentional comedy. And if anybody, like, say, our age remembers the 93 Phillies, they had a bunch of dudes with mullets and beer bellies. And John Kruk is just steered into that for the rest of his career and now as a broadcaster. And I love just the natural comedy you get with a John Kruk, because every now and again on MLB TV, I'll watch some Phillies games because they have good pitching. I try to go watch the good pitchers. And John Kruk will throw out just random stuff during a telecast. And that's what makes it great. So you're getting a national broadcast that's upped its game, and you're getting some regional local flavor in that national broadcast. And we had that last night. And we start with John Kruk, who is a hefty man. He was a hefty man when he played. He's even bigger now. He does food bits during Phillies games.
Let me ask you a question. I'm on John Kruk's baseball reference page. How much do you think his listed weight is?
When he played?
Yeah.
I would say at least 240.
He's listed at 5'10", 170. Not a chance.
There might have been a moment when he got
drafted. Middle school?
Yeah, maybe. But no, he was always a husky dude. And of course, everybody makes jokes because he lost a testicle due to testicular cancer.
He did.
And he's... He jokes about it, too. He's self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And I think being self-deprecating endears himself to a lot of people. So the nation last night got to see John Kruk, who was in a suit. So usually during these games, you see Dave Raymond, Mike Bassick, they're all wearing polos.
Mm-hmm.
Kruk likes wearing the polo. Well, national game, you got to wear the suit. And he was having issues with his tie and even disclosed the fact he was wearing a clip-on for this game.
You know, this is pure entertainment sitting next to John Kruk here. He has five ties, two red, two blue, and I guess the other one's tan and brown, so he's not being partial.
I can't get this dang button.
Get the top button, because he's got a clip on. I mean...
It's right there.
He's got a clip on. I love it.
I got four clip on.
Four.
Hey, when a knucklehead friend sends them to you, you better wear them. I might not be able to. I can't get this button.
2-1.
So they're showing him in the booth, the three wide shot of the three broadcasters, and his neck is so big that he can't get the top button of his dress shirt put together. So having a clip-on tie, that doesn't work, because with a traditional tie, you can just loosen the tie and undo the top button. And it might look a little casual, but at least the tie's still on. With a clip-on, you can't do that.
And why are they making him wear a tie? Like... Now you can wear a nice suit, a shirt. You can leave the top button unbuttoned, and he would look fine. Now, the suit's a little tight on him. It's a little snug. might go up a size. But, yeah, you're struggling with the tie. It's okay.
Well, and it's so funny because later in the inning, he's, like, dealing with the tie, and he's continuing to just have problems. And then let's fast forward to the eighth inning where At this point, he doesn't have a tie on whatsoever, but they get back to the tie situation, and their producer decided to get one out of a trunk somewhere.
You know, John is still fighting this tie.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just clip it to your headset?
I don't know how to do it.
It's a battle. It's a real battle.
You guys, let me know how the game's going.
What?
That's a strike. It was a sinker, John. It was a sinker, top of the zone, 2-1.
What was easier
That's
for you?
Where most sinkers go.
Facing Randy Johnson or putting his tie on?
Oh, Randy. A lot easier than this.
And they play the highlight from
Great
the All-Star
question.
Game.
Thanks for bringing up old memories, Joe.
Yeah.
We wouldn't at all have that video in the hopper, by the way, just in case you wanted to see it, John. Just let us know when you want to. I hear the music.
No. Let's watch Christopher. Seen enough of that fiasco.
Where were you going there?
Wanted to go home. Tom's a lovable guy.
Tom is lovable.
He really is.
But Tom McCarthy got you your first tie tonight, John.
He did. 70s.
Which box did he pull that out of?
He did an NFL. I'll show you the tie because we're coming up. Look how fat it is. Well, I mean, look. Look who's putting it on. But no, they had a throwback game of last year before when he was doing football.
Okay.
So he got on Amazon and ordered 70s fat ties. And I told him, I said, man, I ain't got a tie to go with the blue suit. So he said, I'll bring you some. This was the one we picked out.
It's perfect.
I mean, it is
fat.
Perfect.
It's beautiful.
It is a fat tie.
This is the other thing that's really impressive to me, because I don't picture you ever dressing up.
No.
You got your initial on your shirt.
That was
wow.
That was when I worked at, when I had to wear a suit at another network, Joe.
Oh, was that somewhere else?
Yeah, trust me. These suits are darn near dry rotted.
These suits are made for walking.
So the Phillies have their version of Tommy Boy.
Oh, 100%.
And the NBC cameras are smart, or the producers are smart to put the cameras on them during the game, because you're watching a fat guy sit there and struggle.
Yeah, and this is about 2 minutes with the camera on him, and the whole time, and John Kruk is...
He's not paying any attention.
He's not looking
to the game.
No, he's not looking at Christopher Sanchez. He's not looking at the highlight. He's trying to figure out this damn clip-on tie. And he's just like, you don't need the tie, buddy. But this is great. This is what I want my baseball analyst to do.
Yes.
It's, you know, games are shorter now, thank goodness, but it's still a 2.5 to 3 hour game. I don't need to know all the X's and O's the entire time. I want to see their personality.
Right.
I want to get to know these guys.
Yeah, and that's what
John Kruk was awesome.
That's what's great about the Mets booth and SNY. They're basically just ripping on each other the mm-hmm. whole time. And yeah, man, Kruk, I mean, if you have the ability to go watch some Phillies games, do it, because you're going to get stuff like that damn near every night.
And I think Benetti is perfect for this, because he can be, he's the straight man.
Right.
But he also, like, everybody gets along with him, and he works with a ton of new people.
He's low-key funny. He gets pop culture references. He's ideal.
He did a Cowboy game this year, right? Like a Sunday noon game, I think. And that was one of, like, probably the first Cowboy game he's done. And
yeah.
He was awesome
yeah,
at
he's
it.
Incredible. Yeah, I hope that he's that guy for a long time, because it's good to have the national game on national TV
yeah.
every Sunday night again. All right, one last thing here that we want to play before we get
Audio
to the next segment.
Depot.
I did not hear this live, but I did, from what I understand, we had a show on after WHIP, right, Justin?
We do. It's called Wolfpack Attack with Renee, Manny, and Turo.
And
okay.
There's only been a handful of these so far,
I think,
right?
They've done 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I heard something happened yesterday. What happened on the Wolfpack Attack?
So on my drive home, because they are on after mm-hmm. us, I'll listen to them, and they were talking a little Cowboys, and Renee, who is a good P1, we were...
Yeah, we met him. He came up here
yeah.
a few weeks ago. Nice
Renee
guy.
A really nice guy. We were laughing yesterday when we were mixing with them, watching the Bob High School basketball highlights.
on carpet?
Yeah. We were enjoying that. So he's a good P1, but he called Malachi Lawrence a name that I've never heard.
He's a Porsche man, Arvel Reese.
Which? What about Malachi Lawrence?
Malachi
Lawrence.
Not Malachi.
I've heard of Malachi.
He was doing this, exactly.
I've heard of Malachi.
KMPL talking about.
I've heard a couple people call him Malachi.
No, it's Malachi Lawrence, bro.
Okay. I would like to fact check where he's heard him called Malachi.
We'll have to go back to draft day to see if he was announced as Malachi Lawrence, the first round pick.
Well, that is very Key and Peele.
It's exactly what you think of because, yeah, it's like you just looked at it. But even then, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just knowing the name Malachi exists in the world. And I think if I just saw it, I would say, okay, yeah, it's Malachi.
Like, we've all butchered names before.
Sure.
And Malachi, you don't see it every day, but it is one where, like, I feel like if we looked at it, we would say Malachi. Yeah, we've heard the name Malachi. I've never heard the name Malachi.
Well, especially when he's a first-round pick right. of the team that we follow here. Probably should have known that one a little bit better.
Maybe Renee's right. Like, if we talk to Malachi at training camp, he's like, it's actually Malachi.
Okay.
We'll be like, okay, Renee, yeah, you had it right.
Yeah, see how many times you can call him that before he corrects you.
It's actually Malachi.
Yeah.
Malachi.
You got Caleb Downs here with us.
That'd be a good bit for camp. Just mispronounce everybody's first name.
Yeah, they probably love it. Them.
All right, thank you. That's another version of Audio Depot. So we got Audio the dust layer off Depot. It.